Next week, 11 explorers paddling the Mississippi River should arrive in New Orleans. They launched their trip in September at the headwaters, aboard 5 canoes. They call their expedition Paddle Forward and plan to fold the 2,300-mile adventure into a documentary. We've been following along thanks to cell phone updates from Martha Brummett. This week, she says the group has taken on a new member. The extra crew member is a dog. Martha Brummett says it climbed aboard in Helena, Arkansas. She's a bit vague on pedigree, perhaps a mix of shepherd and chow, but Brummett says the Paddle Forward crew had hoped to bring a dog along from the start.
We showed up to Helena after a 61-mile day, and a contact of ours named Zach met up with us later that night and brought a dog over that had been sticking around his house for a couple of days, a stray dog, and he offered to let us take the dog down to New Orleans. We named her Winnie Bogoshish after one of the first lakes we paddled through in the beginning of our trip.
What does that do to your provisions?
We bought some dog food, and she's got her own bowl for water and food, and she likes to sit in your lap as you paddle.
Helena, Arkansas holds another distinction for the crew. It took its first plunge into the river after a couple of long, steamy days paddling. Brummett assessed the water quality as swimmable.
It didn't seem super dirty, and we've heard from people that Helena is one of the cleaner spots on the river because it's pretty far from any industrial power plants, and people will often boil water from the river and eat it or drink it. So we felt fine taking a little bath in the river. It felt really refreshing.
Extra provisions fell into Paddle Forward's lap when it pulled onto a boat ramp for the night. Brummett says the crew chanced upon a father and son whose family started a hunting club more than 100 years ago. She explains, as waves suddenly buffet her canoe.
Called Marigold Hunting Camp, and it's on the Mississippi side of the river. We learned about the deer that they hunt, and a 7-year-old recently shot a little hog, and they gave us that hog and some venison steaks, and so we cooked them over a fire that night. Felt spoiled eating all this delicious meat.
So it was butchered for you?
Yeah, it was all butchered, but we cut it off the bone with our little Leatherman Swiss Army knives, and getting some big waves. Whoa, we just got a lot of water. It's really swelly here. let's see. We put some sticks across the top of our fire and then laid strips of meat on the sticks. And we also made some batter out of flour and spices in a Frisbee and then dipped some more raw meat in that flour batter and fried it up in some oil and butter. And it was so good.
That morning, as the crew was about 290 miles from its final destination, Brummett says the Mississippi stretches a mile wide. The shores are muddy, so rocks or bricks line sections to stave off erosion. The question on Brummett's mind is, whom will she paddle with next?
A couple days ago, we said, oh, we're only 10 days away from arriving, and that means we'll each only get to paddle with each other one more time. And so every morning it's a little bit of a scramble to see who we get to spend the day with in the canoe. And for me, I really treasure that time with one-on-one.
I hope to catch up with Brummett when the Paddle Forward crew arrives in New Orleans, perhaps after she's had a good shower. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.